Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, by the way, Minnesota United FC took on the Columbus Crew at Allianz Field, home opener today, and eked out a 1-1 draw. Andy Greeter joins from the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. And Andy, a lot of drama to get that draw.
Yeah, absolutely. The Columbus Crew are the reigning MLS Cup champions, and they had a 1-0 lead kind of midway through the second half all the way into stoppage time. You know, they said there was going to be a minimum of 4 minutes of stoppage time, and 4 minutes and 26 seconds into that stoppage time, Kenny Oluwaseyi scored a great goal to, you know, get a 1-1 equalizer and settle for a draw here. It actually kind of feels more like a win, just given the fact that Minnesota was so shorthanded. They were without four of their primary attackers and were playing one of the league's best. So, you know, while they dropped 2 points at home, I think they probably feel pretty good about the circumstances and who they were playing against.
And considering all the turmoil this offseason to get a road win and a draw against the Crew today, I don't know how it could be any better, Andy, really, for the Loons out of the gate.
Yeah, I mean, they were the only team in MLS to win on the road last week and did it with an interim coach in Cameron Knowles, and he's still on the touchline as they wait Eric Ramsey's arrival to Minnesota. You know, maybe as soon as this coming week or maybe 2 weeks as he works to get his work visa in the UK and join and take over the team that will be his at that point. But in the meantime, the interim coach has them playing a high-pressing style that the new chief soccer officer, Khalid El Ahmad, wants them to play. And that had a lot of success early on. You know, in the first 25 minutes or so in this game against Columbus was a lot like the first half against Austin, just a real suffocating press that created turnovers and created some scoring chances early on. And, you know, Columbus is, like I said, the reigning MLS Cup champions, and a lot of people look at them as one of the favorites here again this year. So, you know, you knew that they were going to find their way into the game. And Cucho Hernandez, who won MVP of MLS Cup last year and, you know, really their lethal striker, you know, scored the goal, and it looked like it was going to be enough. But, you know, Minnesota United has been using all five of their substitutes, which is something that Adrian Heath wasn't doing a lot of. And Tanny was one of those subs. And after playing only 13 minutes in MLS last season, he's got a goal here today and had an assist on what was the eventual winner at Austin. So, you know, Cameron Knowles, you know, with the leadership of Khalid El Ahmad, there's a directive to play more of the youthful kids. And through two games, it's paying dividends.
Yeah, and I still can't get over it. It just felt going into the season, it's like, the club is in disarray, and these results, I mean, these points now, February and early March, pay dividends at the end of the season if you're trying to get into the postseason and the MLS playoffs.
Yeah, you know, this is a team last year that has a lot of veteran pieces, but really underperformed their kind of underlying numbers, their expected goals, and kind of how poor they were at home. So this is a team that has qualities, but I think it's really a testament to the way that they've rallied around Cameron Knowles, who's been the interim coach, who's been the team's developmental team coach. You know, I think you're always going to get positive comments from, you know, employees talking about their boss, but the way that the players have talked about Cameron has been a little bit more effusive, maybe a little bit more genuine, and they've talked about kind of how he's been very open and transparent with them about the situation, about kind of, you know, kind of this is the way that it is right now. And I think they've kind of embraced the fact that, you know, they can only control what they can control. And, you know, the head coach wasn't named until last week. And you know, they've had to kind of go on the fly with what they've got. And it's kind of like, you know, Major League, you know, the movie, you know, kind of you look around and you're like, well, this is kind of what it is right now. And you just kind of find a way and realize that the only ones that are going to get it done are the ones that are in the locker room. And I think the fans can be really satisfied with the way this team has started.
Andy Grider joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Covers the Loons and the Golden Gophers for the Pioneer Press. Online at TwinCities.com. In your piece on the game today, you had mentioned a week ago that a couple of key guys, Robin Ludd and Franco Fragapani, were injured a week ago, not available for duty today. What about next week at Orlando City and beyond for those guys? And we're back. Lost Andy. Hopefully we can get him back. But once again, we were talking about the Loons 1-1 draw with Columbus today at Allianz Field in the home opener. And once again, they're on the road at Orlando next week, Orlando City. So the win in the opener at Austin FC in Texas, 2-1 last week. And then the opener today at Allianz, they get a goal very late and get the 1-1 draw with the defending MLS Cup champs. And then, of course, Minnesota on the road at Orlando next week. They're home in 2 weeks to take on LAFC at Allianz. That'll be a night game on the 16th. All right, Andy, you're back. You mentioned shorthanded today. What's the injury prognosis going on the road at Orlando?
Yeah, I'd imagine that, you know, maybe a couple of those guys, maybe even all four, are back. I don't think any of those guys are long-term, you know, injuries. Reynoso, who's been their best player for a number of years, has been dealing with an MCL sprain that he's had multiple setbacks with. So I think they're going to be cautious with him and give him as much time as they need. And Bongi Halangwane, who's been in South Africa working on his U.S. green card, is getting back up to fitness. Robin Ludd and Franco Fragapane, it sounds like, have minor kind of calf injuries that they suffered in Austin. So I'd imagine, you know, maybe two, three, maybe even all four of those guys could be in the mix next weekend.
All right. And then, as we mentioned, 2 weeks home against LAFC, and that will be a night game at Allianz Field and the first night game at home. So good start, though, for the Loons. A couple other things I want to get your thoughts on. I know you're in Loons mode today. Gophers get a win over Penn State at the Barn today. A key win, but still an uphill climb ultimately to get to the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, you know, I was only kind of from afar monitoring that one, but I saw they were down, 22 points at some stage, and Penn State was shooting the lights out early on, and it didn't look good for the Gophers to even get a quad three win, much less a quad two or quad one win. But just a great comeback for them to be able to do it on senior day with Parker Fox, who's really become a fan favorite, kind of getting the start and sounds like getting a standing ovation late in the game. So it's nice for them to get a home win. You know, they've got Indiana next. That's another quad three win or win possibility. And then they go on the road to Northwestern to see out the regular season before the Big Ten tournament. It just doesn't look very good for their prospect for making the NCAA tournament. You know, they've made a huge strides here this year, but their really poor non-conference schedule is dragging them down in the big picture.
Yeah, and once again, though, progress, huge for Ben Johnson.
No doubt.
And the program to show progress. It was almost imperative that they had to take a step forward, and they've done that.
Yeah, for sure. They won two conference games last year, and I think today's win was number 9. And you know, they can, you know, if they beat Indiana, then they're, you know, at least 500 in the Big Ten here this year, which is, you know, like we've talked about, just a huge improvement. And I think you look at the fact that the entire starting lineup could be back, and some key bench players as well, and Isaac Asuma, the cherry point guard, who's coming in, who's pretty highly touted. So it looks like they've got all the ingredients to be successful. And Mark Coyle, who's the AD, is not one for making hot takes, you know, said on the Golden Gopher podcast this week that he sees the top 25 preseason team next year. So for the AD, that's usually pretty downspoken about things. For him to say that and kind of see that it's not such a hot take, that there's real reasons to think that is positive for Gopher basketball fans.
And there's one other piece we wanted to direct people to, and you posted this on Friday at TwinCities.com and in the Pioneer Press, of course, Andy Greeter joining us, and that is about P.J. Fleck and staff getting a bump out of the UCLA rumors.
Yeah, so, you know, P.J. Fleck is going to be getting kind of annual retention bonuses that are going to start at $700,000 here this year and increasing $100,000 each year for the next 6 years. So he's going to add, you know, upwards of $5.6 million to his contract. And I know that's a difficult pill for Gopher fans to swallow in the recent context of a down season, a 6-7 year where they lost a number of winnable games, lost a rivalry game to Wisconsin and kind of weren't as good as what they've been overall. But I think the broader context is important here. When you look at the fact that the U says that, you know, his salary and bonus combined will put him ninth and now the 18-team Big Ten. So you're looking at a coach that is the average salary in the Big Ten. And do you think that's fair? They're not paying him some sort of exorbitant price to be the coach. And I think you look at the fact that this is a team that over the last 50 years is really struggled, and you know, they had 9-win seasons in 22 and 21 and 11-win season in 2019, and you think that, you know, he can get them back to that level here this year just given the amount of returning production and returning starters. So I think they're kind of on the upswing, and I think you just kind of need that broader context and not just look at, oh, he's getting a raise for what, for going 6-7? Well, no, it's broader. He's going back up to the conference average, and it's the bigger picture about, you know, what this program has been historically.
Yeah, and that, you know, when you put it all into perspective, it's kind of like, okay, it's middle of the pack, but it's still one of those that really jumped out on a Friday. I think it really blew up on social media. People are like, wow, what a world where you have a pretty mediocre year, even, you know, below expectations and get the bump.
Yeah.
But yeah, compared to everybody else, hey, man, that's a good gig.
Yeah, you can get it, right? No doubt. You know, where did we go wrong, Steve? You know, we're talking about them making peanuts compared to these guys. Yeah, no, I hear you, and I understand that. I just think, you know, the economics of college sports have changed so much that, you know, I think it's always important to point out to people that, yes, he's the highest paid public employee in the state of Minnesota, but it's not money that's coming out of taxpayer dollars. You know, this is revenue that the football program is generating and getting through TV contracts that are, you know, continually rising and rising and rising. So it's just the price of doing business. And when you have UCLA coming to try to pluck a sitting coach that's now in the conference, I think you turn around and go, well, you know, we don't want to, you know, start over and hire a new coach. So you do this kind of to keep what you've got. And I understand that, you know, it's just such a routine cycle with this, right? I mean, it's happened when Florida State came and when he was, you know, mentioned in Tennessee. And it just seems like every year, because other people are noticing the fact that, oh, you're able to win at a higher level than what Minnesota has done historically. And you do it the right way, and you give back to the community, and the kids are good in the classroom. I think that's, you know, that's how Mark Coyle looks at it. Like, all of these factors together is bidding for somebody to be paid at the average of what the Big Ten is.
Andy, always good to visit with you. Thanks. And once again, you can see Andy's work on today's Loons game, the P.J. Fleck story as well, online, TwinCities.com, or in the Pioneer Press. Thanks, as always.
Yep.
There he is, Andy Grader, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.